Miki Sawada has toured around the world, and now she's brought her talents to Alaska as part of an effort to show how music, and classical music in particular, can bring together communities.
So I'm doing this because I am really interested in the idea of the piano as a gathering place. I think it's amazing that when there's a piano in any space, people want to gather around. They want to feel the keys, they want to see what it sounds like, they want to play, they want to sing, and I think that's really magical that just one single object can do that and teach us to become better listeners through music. I came up with this idea 2 days after the election. So I was just thinking about how divided the country is and how I think people deep down, they want to know what the other side, whatever the other side is, how they think and what their lives look like. And there's just this huge divide, and it feels like you can't get over the divide. And so I wanted to get a portrait of America through this like positive lens of classical music. And a whimsical one, right? Like, of me traveling the country with a piano in a van. Maybe if you've never heard classical music, you expect it to be background music. So sometimes I don't know what I'm getting, but once I start playing, especially like 5 minutes in or something, people just listen, and like the quality of the silence I get is incredible.
I'd like to play for you some Beethoven. I will play for you the second and third movements of the Appassionata Sonata, which is one of his most famous, beloved works. It's very intense.
Sawada is also turning this tour into a documentary. She continues her trip through Alaska with gigs this week up into the interior before wrapping up in Anchorage on September 7th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.